Well, faithful listeners of WCGA, another week has slipped by. And in this last week, 2 weeks ago since the last program, I have made my annual announcement to my sons. When the toe hit the leather on that Sunday night, September the 3rd, Florida State and LSU, I sent out my annual text to my sons, who are Florida State fans, since the greatest, the most powerful woman in the world and I went to school there, and two of my six sons did. We gave the annual announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now officially a quarter till Christmas. Every year, foot hits leather, that message gets sent. Because it seems like the month of September really is the month of December. The time from the kickoff to beginning to take down the Christmas tree seems like it's a matter of 15 minutes, hence a quarter till Christmas. Time, it goes by. It seems like the one night of the year I always remember is about 9:30 on whatever night Halloween is, standing at the end of my driveway, giving out the last bit of candy to a bunch of tall teenagers who are pretending to be little children. I purpose not do that every year, but I feel guilty with the little ones, and then I got a bunch of candy to get rid of. Anyway, it just seems like, boom, it's there. The last 4 months of the year are just, they go by, and when I realize that this is now program three of the bigger picture, America's history, America's past, present, and future history written in black and white, and realizing that we did the first show back in April on another series, time is flying. And before you know it, it will be Christmas. Well, I said that to make this point. We waste time, and we can't afford to waste time anymore. Our world, our nation is really in deep peril because we have turned our back on Father God. Now, in the previous program, I was reading from David Horowitz's book, Dark Agenda, and I failed to mention that, but specifically I was reading passages from chapter 11. But I want to mention again David Horowitz's wonderful book, Dark Agenda, and I'd like to give you an assignment. I'd like to beg you, please, to pick up that book published in 2019, absolutely current today, that deals with what our topic has been as a subtopic of our main topic, What's Wrong with Georgia. It explains the war against Christianity, which is what we are involved with right now. So let me ask you to pick up Horowitz's book, and if you don't, go online and find chapter 9. I'm not going to tell you what chapter 9 says, but every one of my sons and everyone that has any association with me will be reading chapter 9 of David Horowitz's book, Dark Agenda. I assure you, it will open your eyes. I hope you read the whole book, but if you just read chapter 9, it's worth the price because it gives a good definition of the cancer that we are facing right now. The world and America are at war with God and His people. And since the subject has been for the last couple of segments and will be for a while today, the impact of the change in black culture from what it was prior to the middle 50s to what has become today is the primary empowerer of the Democrat Party. We're going to continue taking a look at that, but before I do, let me make this statement. Because I'm focusing on black culture, and I'm doing so in a very negative fashion, I am pointing out the things, and some of the things I'm going to show you I think will be shocking. But it is, this isn't something we lay at the feet of black culture, and particularly not at the black race, because what is happening is being driven by the global Marxists, which are nothing more than Satan's henchmen. And they are folks who look like me and who look like Chinese folks. It's the Sino-imperialist and it's the white elitist, liberal elitist that are being used by Satan to corrupt America. And because we're corrupt, they have corrupted America and we have not pushed back. The world itself is beginning to crumble because as goes America, so goes the world. And that's why there is this demonic intent and success to this point to subsume America into the world so that the world and America are the same, but the processes of America, the governmental, the social, religious, etc. processes, can then be dictated by the global elite, even kind of as they're doing now through the Democrat Party, which is empowered by basically by black Americans and to some extent liberal Catholic women. But it is black America that is the agent of empowerment of the Democrat Party. And for me, that's more than problematic. It means that we have to take this now high-risk position of standing up and saying what Martin Luther King said back in the middle 50s. Folks, this ain't right. We're not doing this anymore. We're going to change. We're going to change. And for a white man like me to stand up and say that on the airways publicly, well, that's not permitted anymore. But watch me. I'm saying it because there are at least, according to the Bible, 10% of the people out there who profess to be believers will hear and understand. Let him that readeth, let him that heareth understand. America is in trouble. In fact, America is in existential trouble. It's in existential trouble because guys like me didn't do what they were supposed to do according to Micah 6:8. Because we didn't do what we were supposed to do, we allowed the Marxist to poke at that interface between black and white, that natural schism that formed because of what happened during slavery and what didn't happen as it should have happened as we proceeded on as maturing America and maturing in the Christian faith. And that left the black culture vulnerable to what has happened. Anyway, let me back off for a minute. Let me begin the program at the end. I wish that you would bow your head with me and just attempt to agree in prayer as we now actually begin what is Program 3 of the bigger picture. The rest was just, as they say, introduction. Father in heaven, I beg you, I plead with you to give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech, to form ideas in my head that are beneficial, and help me to tell those who are willing to listen by tuning in this station what I believe you would have them hear. We are at a time when men do not speak what must be spoken, but we must speak what must not be spoken. Father, give men, black men and white men in particular, the backbone to stand up for truth, to respond to the great commandment that Jesus ratified in Matthew 22:34-40, when asked what was the most important commandment. It is simply that we love you, Father God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we know your word, and that we teach that word diligently to our children. And I have failed, and we have failed, and we're paying the price. And so Psalms 35 speaks to us in words that we probably don't want to hear. I ask you, Father, for a backbone. And I ask you to give a backbone to Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia and the other erstwhile leaders of this state that has become the metaphor for America's decline. Father, we have met the enemy, and he is us. Please save us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, I mentioned Psalms 35. It's long, so I'm not going to read it on air, or at least right now. I will read it in segment 3 of this program. But I hope that you will go through it carefully and realize that those words speak to our current circumstance in America. The vast majority of men in this country have no use for Father God. The same thing that is mentioned in Psalms chapter 2. They want to be free. Man wants to be free of the bonds that Elohim puts upon them in their perception, not really realizing that the greatest freedom in the world, the greatest freedom in the world, comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, of having the Holy Spirit as your teacher. Do I not know more than my instructors, Lord, because you are my teacher? And we can assert, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheth me, that even a pagan like Alexander knew when he essentially said, a man who puts his mind to it can do anything. And the caveat is, with Christ, all things are possible because we have the mind of Christ. This segment is now closing out. It's not a Sunday school program. I'm not a preacher. But America is based on the Word of God, and so it has to be included to this extent in the commentary. I pray that you'll come back for segment 2 as we continue this discussion on what's wrong with Georgia, what's wrong with white culture, what's wrong with black culture. See you in segment 2.